Herman Pils. Rallo.
Ooh, hello! And welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we're giving you an episode a day, every day, until opening day. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. My name's Jimmy. His name is Jake. We're talking about Jason Dominguez. What did he do in his first at-bat? Homered off of Verlander. Whoops. What did he do in his 12th game? Wasn't there. Had to get Tommy John. Had to get Tommy John.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, yeah. Yeah.
Sometime this summer, probably.
Maybe even spring, depending on how you decide the seasons.
Calendar usage.
Yeah. How are you doing? What are your thoughts? Are you excited?
So this is your first time thinking about Jason Dominguez.
It's true. I've been a man of my word. If you haven't heard, I am not thinking about Jason Dominguez until he probably takes like minor league at-bats. But I am pausing the unthink right now to think about him and talk about him, let myself get excited, and then I will have to dam the thoughts. I will have to lift that dam.
Close the dam?
Yeah, my dam lifts from the bottom.
So I think if you lift the dam.
Well, mine comes up. It's an underground dam that you go up. Dam.
Google if there's any underground. That's a tough search.
Dams that come up.
Jason Dominguez close. At Gone Jass on Gone J7. Spelled J-S-S on Twitter. Man, 21 years old. And again, what a highlight from last season. Like, hey, bearing down the hatches. If this Yankees team is going to do anything, well, it starts now, and we're going to call up this kid, and he's got to be special. Oh, my God, he homered off Justin Verlander. Oh, my God, he hit another moon shot the next day or 2 days later, and then he was gone. Went to his first game at the stadium. Was all sorts of hyped. Sat in right field because I was like, I want to be a part of this. This is cool. And then it was all taken away. So I know a lot of the pre-show was discussing when are we gonna see Jason Dominguez? Because obviously coming off TJ, we've seen Hicksy, we've seen Didi. Labor, way too many guys for position players on a baseball team. Jim, say something.
I thought
too
he was...
Too many guys!
Yeah, did you say... You said them all? Okay. Well, I'm excited. I know I'm pausing all my excitement, but I am excited because I thought it was going to be July, and it still could be, but I thought it was like all-star break, second half of the season.
Right.
But now, looking at the analysis of Tommy John guys, it's going to be earlier than that potentially, which has me very excited. Like, there's setbacks always, but even with the setback, you know, we looked at Didi. Didi returned to MLB baseball in 8 months. He started his first minor league games May 20th, similar time surgery. And that's awesome. So he could be here for June, best case. And they're getting quicker and quicker recovery times, you know. And Jason Dominguez had his surgery September 20th by Dr. Keith Meister, who's a good guy and likable. He's 20 years old, one of the younger dudes to get Tommy John at the major league level or of recent times. I'm very excited about him coming back early. I don't know what it means for the outfield and dynamic and all that, but right. I, in my head, last time I had the dam,
right,
not there, we'll say.
Lower dam.
Mine comes from underground. It's like a bunker that goes up. Right. I didn't have him playing in June.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a privilege that we really don't need to think about it as of right now. That being said, I think we're one injury away from then everyone being really like, wait, when's Dominguez coming back?
The dam starts shaking, you know, we're getting rattled.
Let's maybe get away from the dam analogies.
Well, no promises.
Or more. I don't know. But yeah, we, Jason Dominguez, we'll see him at some point this summer. It's interesting because we, in theory, we're thinking of him as like Judge's center field relief pitcher. So it's going to be interesting to watch Judge in center this year with Trent Grisham and how they work all of that and how desperate are we to see someone else in center field. And when he comes back, I don't know, Yankee Mania is going to be out of control, man. This guy's first at bat, he homered off Verlander. His nickname's the Martian, and he's handsome as all hell.
Well, I think his nickname's the Martian because he looks like an alien, and then they spun it. And someone, a Spanish-speaking person, told me, like, it started because he looked like an alien. Right. And then when it got to the U.S., they were like, it's because he's got crazy power.
He lucked into being a baseball freak.
One lines up better. He's awesome. He's the cutest little cuddle bear, yeah. And I like him a whole bunch. I could feel myself being full-bloom love with this kid, and I don't want to. That's why, let's end the episode. I got to damn this thing up.
No, the dam's down. It's shaking.
It's gonna be strong.
Okay, how about this, Jim? Let's unexcite the dam, and people won't like this. Okay. He comes back for the All-Star break. Like, what are the Yankees are cruising? He's taking his time. He's getting right.
They're slow playing him. He's a top.
They're slow playing. No spring training, so we're gonna get him some real run at AAA.
Didn't play AAA really.
He gets called up the All-Star break. So there's, what, usually 70 games after the All-Star break, something like that? What are you looking for in those 70 games?
From the Martian.
From El Marciano.
Probably, like, ALDS MVP, big homer in the championship series.
Okay.
Him and Judge have some cute pictures where Judge's got his elbow on top of his head, and they're both smiling. And, yeah, like, a lot of home runs where he kind of feels guilty after hitting him. Like, a cute, sheepish smile. Like, it's, like, cute. Doesn't really, like, celebrate it. Just like, sorry, pitch. Can't put that ball here.
BBD, I might need you to research something. Because you did stumble into something there. I'd like if he homers off some older Dominican pitchers.
Yeah. Mm.
So if you could find some older Dominican pitchers, so Dominguez can be sheepish, like I'm
so sorry.
I've always thought you were so great, man. Yeah. But that, you know,
listed Kyle Higashioka got Tommy John when he was in Double A for the Yankees.
Listed 5'9".
And Spencer Jones had Tommy John when he was in college. So that's more position players for the Yankees.
I don't get it.
8 months seems to be the quickest turnaround, like the fast guys. Now, I will say Dr. Keith Meister, he hasn't had a lot of quick turnaround guys, but not a lot of MLB guys. But he did also get Riley Green, so he's getting a lot of business these days. But he's at camp as we record this on February 15th, and he's, you know, looking smiley and hanging out and running and stretching and catching balls. So it'll be interesting. Do you think there's a case where he's got 3 weeks of, you know, because he got called up a little earlier than some people expected. Do you think there's a case where he is blocked, Jake, and like we go through a spell of, fuck, Martian is like last 2 weeks he won AAA Player of the Week. Like he's got four homers, he's crazy, but, and then we're doing a Talking Yanks episode and it's like, but what do we do? Like, how do you find him time?
I predict us having one optimistic Talking Yanks episode where it's like, how are we going to do this? You start getting in a sheet, you start doing games, you're sitting Verdugo versus lefties, you're mapping it out. I think it's all out of Dominguez's hands. That if you are the first place New York Yankees, like, let's say everything works, dude. Soto's great. Rodon's balling. Everything works.
Rodon.
You say. This guy's back, and we got to figure it out. Like, hey, Alex Verdugo, you're in a contract year. You're playing well. Do you want to be a part of a potential championship team? And some days you're going to be sitting, and you're going to be mad you're sitting, but you might be pinch hitting in the eighth inning. Like, the Yankees are going to have to look at it. Because how could you, let's say Dream World, everyone's healthy. You can't trade away a potential MLB guy.
Unless you get a pitcher.
Because you've been hurt every year.
Well, I think if they want a pitcher and Dominguez is back, then they do look at even Grisham. You know, you think Grisham got traded for Bader for Monty. If you can take Grisham and do something like that.
Yeah, Grisham. I'm more so referencing Verdugo, Soto, Judge.
Well, I think all you got to do is trade Grisham, because I don't think they're going to send Grisham down, and then you're clear to bring Martian up and just rotate.
So then you're just rotating days. Everyone's got to lean into it, yep. Kind of where I started. Okay.
Yeah. Now, what excites you and what scares you from his tiny sample size? I'm going to give you a slash line stat, and you tell me if it excites you or scares you.
Okay.
Okay, he slugged 737 versus fastballs.
That excites me.
Okay. He had a 500 batting average versus breaking balls.
That excites me.
Okay. He had a 1.500 slugging and a 14% put away against breaking balls.
That's a lot there. Neutral.
Oh, that should excite you.
It excites me.
Okay.
It said too much. Keep it tighter.
He had a 125 batting average against off-speed pitches.
Doesn't excite me.
Excites you because of how much better you can get against him, maybe.
Okay.
Improvement's exciting. All right, let's damn this up. I'll get a random video, and he's going to be back June 1st. Homer office. Do you get any old Dominican pitchers?
Know what I'd like?
Yeah, your best bet for an old Dominican pitcher is Johnny Cueto latching on with somebody who spring training injury is going to come up. Like, he will pitch this year, I do believe.
Come on, Red Sox.
Not a ton of, like, old Dominicans active right now.
I'm getting the warehouse. Colome
could get on to some team. Hector Neris on the Cubs.
Neris.
You get a late game.
What about Wandy?
Wandy, also in the NL, he is the 12th oldest Dominican pitcher right now at 31 last year.
I know my top 15.
Dominguez just looks at Joe's like, you're old.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we need
He looks at Joe's like it's his, like, uncle.
Yeah. Volpe looks at me the same way.
It's just enough wiggle each way. It's not fully there.
22.
And Joe's presence.
22 and 35. And with Dominguez, it's what? He's 20? Is he 20?
21.
You'll be 21.
And
Joe's just turned
42,
21.
So it is a bigger difference.
Joe's is built like how you want an uncle to be built.
Yeah.
When Joe's has, like, the grays popping,
when he goes
some days
silly
he
mode,
does.
This is the random video we
silly,
got.
You've got an uncle like that.
I don't know what this is. It's a 1-1.
There's only so many random videos to even.
It's a 1-1.
He's on the mound. E-Rod?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about swinging at that ball.
No,
I forgot he's a split. Decision. I forgot he was a switch hitter until I brought that up.
I've got something I want to talk about with the DraftKings over-under, brought to you by DraftKings, obviously. DraftKings.
That's obvious.
Right now, if you go bet on an NBA basketball game and you bet, say, $500 on it, if you get it or don't get it, you would get a bonus bet back of $1,000 in the amount if the bet does not hit. So it's a no-sweat first bet. That's when you sign up using promo code YANKS. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code YANKS and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I fucking forgot how much I love just, like, his load-up and his presence in the box.
Be ready.
And I didn't forget. I damn this off.
Know what I'd like to see?
What's that?
Because we only saw one of them. I want to see what his speed game's like.
Oh, dude, I'm just watching him spit on pitches right now.
Because when you go through the Yankees roster, again, not a lot of speed on the field. And Jason Dominguez at Double A last year, he had 15 homers, which is nice. That's good. Mm-hmm. 37 steals.
Yeah.
So we saw Jason Dominguez have 4 homers, 1 steal. Minor league, it's kind of the opposite.
His baseball savant sprint speed. Everything else, he didn't play enough for it to, like, even, like, fully color in that they're like, this counts. But sprint speed, they got enough of a sample that they aren't giving you that warning. 76th percentile sprint speed, which means same range as Volpe. God. Volpe, I think, was 79 last year.
Choppy steps. How about the short Yankees top prospects? Volpe and Dominguez? Let's go.
Draft Spencer Jones. Draft Spencer Jones. Balance it out.
I had Tommy John in high school. What's our over-under game?
Let's do games. I know, right? What do you want to do?
I'll do games. I'll do anything.
Pitches, balls taken.
Yeah.
Dams broken.
Hearts.
Hearts.
Wounded. How about that one? That's a good one. No? Okay.
Would he ever hit in the top half of the
Him
lineup?
And Soto are going to love each other.
Love each other. That's actually pretty cool.
People haven't thought about that at all.
Nobody's thought about that.
The effect Soto's going to have on Dominguez. Nobody. Are you tweeting it right now?
No, I'm going to call Joe's.
Damn. No one's thought about that.
It is interesting, like, where does he bat whenever he does come back? He went five.
Over under
five
seven.
Game
hole.
One.
Over
three, 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 three. That's all he's done in the
seven hole for the start and just let him fucking bat. Start.
Joseph.
Yo.
Dude, we just stumbled into something pretty cool. Two things, actually. First thing, dude, the Martian and Soto are going to be such boys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude. Couple young Dominican guys.
I did say that he would be great for his development.
Right. The other thing we thought about, like, Dominguez looks at you like an old man.
Maybe he might.
No, maybe.
We figured out he does.
Yeah, he might, yeah.
He's closer in age to Noah. He might have more fun with Noah than you.
He is, yeah. He's like my son.
Yes, Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
All right, maybe over under dad, games
maybe
played.
Maybe his dad will be cool.
80.
You and his dad will be cool. That'll be nice.
Wow. Play dates?
Playdates for Jason and Noah.
Hey, we got to wrap this up, man. I'll talk to you later. Hit me up.
What was that about? That's the beauty of Joe. Plays along with it the whole time. It's like, yep, yeah. Well, me and my dad will be friends. Plays along with it and then thinks the bit's over and he goes, what was that, guys? What'd you just have me play along with?
It's like, all right, now catch me up.
75 good. Games, over under.
Well, why would I pick under?
There is just like, Didi was automatic. Hicks, they were MLB players. There is just like, we really want to make sure he's back in. He's never recovered from an injury like this. He's young, and they might give him more time. So 72 and a half games, over under.
I mean, we're an injury away from begging for him.
I'll take over on 70.
I'll go over on 70.
Okay.
Pinch Ron a couple times.
Nah. Homers. All right. Don't fucking tweet at me about Jason Dominguez. See ya.
Remember like when Judge had the wrist and he came back and just defensive replaced as his rehab? Forgot
it's
about
good
that.
At don't
right
it's now. Been a good at. Don't remind me how weird the Yankees are.
They're like, gonna be careful.
What was that about?
I think that was to the hit me up.
Yeah. Hit me up.